Hello, hello, hello.
Blog Talk
hello
Radio.
Today, everyone. Hello today, everyone. Hello today, everyone. We live today on the Optolaric Tunes Morning Radio Talk Show. We're live today. We're live today. We blessed today. We blessed today to be here. I'm Optolaric Tune. I am the host of the show. Everyone, have a Sunday. Have one, and God bless you. To everyone who woke up this morning, give God thanks for that because He let you woke up this morning. It was God that let you woke up this morning. I'm out there to the host. We have Anna Tombs on. We have Amanda Reynolds and we have Gary Noble singing. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Yeah. Gary says he's glad to be here. Okay, we'll get started right on. We're gonna bring on Amanda Reynolds on first. But don't everybody stay tuned, cause we got Gary Noble singing. He's coming on with the circle of love. Everyone stay tuned. Okay, Amanda Reynolds, come on with your testimony of God. Do we have Amanda Reynolds on the show today? We don't have Amanda. We don't have Amanda, do we? Do we have Brother JW? Okay.
No,
okay.
It's
we have I don't Amanda. She's not answering. It's funny. Amanda, are you there? We don't have. She said she just texted me saying she's on, but I can't hear her. Amanda, hang up and call the show back, Amanda. She just hung up, so she probably called the show back. We'll get Gary Noble Senior to come on with his message of love. By that time, Amanda been called back. Go ahead, Gary, with your message of the circle of love.
Yes, first and foremost, I'd like to just go ahead and say a prayer for
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Amanda, we're going to bring you on because I couldn't get you on. I switched it around. I got Gary coming on with his message of the circle of love. Then I'm going to bring you on. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, let's start out with a wonderful prayer for the listeners. Then we can bring Amanda on. Then I'll bring a message with the circle of love. So let us go ahead and pray. Gracious Father, we come to you right now. We just invite you into the radio show, Gracious Father. We thank you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for Brother our host, Brother Larry, and the author, and we thank you for Sister Amanda. We thank you for all that you've done, Gracious Father. We thank you for just coming together according to your word. You said when two or more are gathered in your name, in the presence, Lord, you're in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, as we lift up unto you every listener, Lord. We lift up unto you every need, Lord, that the listeners may have. Every need that Brother Larry and Sister Amanda may have. And we thank you, Lord. Let your spirit fall upon our tongues, Lord. Let our tongues be used as a ready writer to speak your word today, a word of power and authority, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are not coming with enticing words, but a demonstration of power. And we thank you, Lord, for the listeners that whoever listens upon this prayer, listens upon this show, they're going to be set free. And that your kingdom is come, Lord, and your will be done today. So we thank you, gracious Father. We thank you for all the family. Blessing St. Louis. Blessing Los Angeles, Lord. We pray also for our people out in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles Crenshaw District, Lord, that you would continue to keep your spirit there. Let love rise, Lord. Let your angels be dispatched in that area, Lord. Let there be peace there, Lord. We also pray, Lord, for East St. Louis, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Las Vegas, Lord. We pray for Atlanta. We pray for Chicago. We pray for all the areas, Lord, that are going through challenges, Lord. We pray for our nation, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your love be lifted up, Lord, and that you be exalted, Lord. And we lift up the standard of your moral standard. There's no greater moral standard, Lord, than you and your word. So, gracious Father, let your word go forth right now in the name of of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And one thing, Gary, thank you, Gary, for that wonderful prayer. We're going to get Gary back on again for a message of the circle of love. Everyone, if you have any Bluetooth on, before we get started, if you got anything playing in the background, if you have any Bluetooth on, take it off right now. If you have anything in the background, take it off right now. Thank you. I don't mean no harm. That's just what I've been doing this show for 7 years. Okay, now we're going to move right along. We're going to bring on Amanda Reynolds from the Circle of Love. She had a testimony. Amanda Reynolds.
Hey there. What I'd really like to get across today is not only do I invite you to come to the Circle of Love, and Brother Gary will give us more information on where you can go to Circle of Love and all that, but I want to let you know about what all is going on at Circle of Love. So we are meeting so many different people, so many different challenges, but yet so many rejoicing too. There's a lot going on with good things when you come together as a group. There's so much that we can do as a group that we can pray for one another and give encouragement. And today it's all about not giving up. So when you come into the stories of the different things happening in your life and you come into with Christ your number one priority, all things are possible. Isn't it right, Brother Gary? All things are possible.
That's right, old sister.
And I wanted to give you a little bit of heads up. I've been a long-time medical challenge here and still go through off and on medical challenges, but I never give up, and my faith is so strong. There are times, I won't lie, there are times when I just feel really, really down, but it's because I have let my priorities go then. Once I pull back into my mindset and I think about putting God first and all that, it does pull up. I've been through... Since 5 years old, I've been going through cancer. So I've had 6 different forms and 27 surgeries. A lot of times the doctor will say to me, I don't even know how I'm still alive. But, you know, I'm alive by the grace of God. And he has a purpose for me. And every day I feel that purpose. Every day when I meet people in Circle of Love, every day when I meet people up there at the Veterans Home or Veterans Hospital, I know what that purpose is then, because we all come together. And then the connection that we have is just, like, so incredible. So there are things that happen in our life that really pull us down. But that's when we have to lean on somebody. Not only do you have heavy prayer, pray with somebody. So it really does bring you up. Brother Gary and I went into prayer this morning because I was feeling really nauseated. And I didn't think I was going to make the show. But look at here. Here I am. And I'm talking. So just wanted to tell everybody, come to Circle of Love, and you can see what all's going on, and let's work together. You can hear testimonies that will just blow you away and become one of those testimonies, because all things, like I said, all things are possible with God.
That's right. Give them that address, Amanda, the Circle of Love.
Hey, Brother Gary, do you have that in front of you? I'll look it up. Go ahead and talk for a minute. I'll look it up.
No, I have it.
Okay, well, why are y'all doing?
It is 5401 South Kings Highway. We're at the Fellowship Hall at Kings Highway Baptist Church, right in the Fellowship Hall. We start at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday for a prayer, a word. We pray for the anybody needs delivery, we pray. We're seeing a strong trend of healing and deliverance at Circle of Love. So that's a wonderful thing. There's testimony after testimony. So, hey, if you're listening and you'd like to visit, we'd be waiting for you. We're open armed and love to see and fellowship with believers or people who just want to touch with God. Come on down and feel the love. 5401 South Kings Highway.
There you go. Amen.
5401 South Kings Highway, the Circle of Love Church, invites you, anyone to come and have worship with us. Well, let's do it like this. Amanda, were you finished with your testimony?
Well, I'd like for, let's talk about questions. You have questions, a certain one, because remember, I have so many testimonies going on. What is the theme that you'd like to do today? What is the topic that you want me to hit on? Because I really could take all day giving you testimonies. My background.
Yeah, I know your background. I tell you what we'll do. It's a 30-minute broadcast, and we'll let you partner on that for a second. I'll bring you back on, and
sure.
We'll just go to the Circle of Love. We'll go to Gary with his message of the Circle of Love, and I'll bring my sister Annette on, and then by the time you have it fresh on your mind, you can pick any topic you want to talk about, just any topic.
Sure.
You know, but we'll give you some time, because we'll bring you back on. We'll go straight into Gary with his message of Circle of Love.
Let's do that. Then I can end with a testimony. That would be great.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Larry and Sister Amanda. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to fellowship with you two this morning. This is Annette coming on. But the Circle of Love is so exciting at the Circle of Love. We're always stirred up in our spirit. We're just celebrate God every time we come together. We have a vision to enlarge our circle of love into the community, not just St. Louis, but East St. Louis. We have a partner over in East St. Louis, which is a wonderful thing. We're doing some things in the community there with Brother Alvin Bush. He's going his pro level. And they do a feeding program. They're looking to save the children over at the old high school, Lincoln High School, which was one of the two high schools in East St. Louis. So we're constantly reaching out and looking for partners with the Circle of Love so we can all come together as believers and children of God to enlarge our circle in the bi-state, and not only that in East St. Louis, Illinois. We also have our partnership with Urban Forum, with the youth and basketball and education piece, where we pray for the family daily over there at Urban Forum. It's about 200 families and youth that we take prayer requests. We pray for each and every one of those families. So I'm excited about that in the community. And then we have also a vision to help our veterans. We're working to reach out to veterans. That's another one of the ministries with the Circle of Love. But the real vision for the Circle of Love is just to enlarge the Circle of Love. We were on a show. I was invited with the Circle of Love on a show with the Fred Smart Underground Network. Thursday night, we had a chance to share with people from all around the world the message of love, of God's love, and the importance of having and practicing that love in the times that we live in now. With being in a world that is so dark, so much rumors of war, and many, many, many things in the Bible are being, many prophecies are being fulfilled right now. And so love is the answer. Love is the answer right now for what the Lord is putting in our spirit at the Circle of Love. So basically what I want to do is share a scripture with you, a foundational scripture with the leaders and the listeners. I would like to share this word out of Ephesians 3:19. This is our foundational scripture, and that says to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we be filled with all the fullness of God. Not just a little bit. We want to be filled with all the fullness of God. So the word is for us going forward this week and on Brother Larry's show today is comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1-8. And it says this. Paul writes, he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become as a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Now, have you guys ever woke up in the morning, early in the morning, you feel somebody banging a bunch of pots and pans,
and just making a whole lot of noise, just like somebody wanted to sing you a song and use pots and pans as the instrument to sing a song. It's really a foul sound when you hear those pots and pans banging together. It doesn't really make great harmony and great music, not unless you're really good. And some people can do it, but the natural person,
right.
just trying to use some pots and pans instead of a guitar or some other well-known instrument, it really is not a good sound to the ear. And what's all the same, if we have not love, we sound like a bunch of pots and pans clinking together. So we know Paul is saying love is very important. And so if we go on to verse 2, it said, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have faith that I could remove mountains and have not charity or love, I am nothing." Paul said, even with our religious leaders, the leaders in the church, it doesn't really matter how many gifts you may have. You may be able to prophesy. You may have healing gifts. You might be able to preach really well. But Paul is saying if you have not love, it's nothing. You're nothing without it. So that's a great scripture for all church leaders and all church members and all the children of God to understand how important love is in the eyes of God. For the Bible says, for God is love. And when we look at in Matthew speaks of an end time event where Christ, where people are going to come to God, and they're going to come to God, and they're going to say, "Lord, didn't we do all these wonderful works for you?"
No.
And he's going to say to that person, "Get from amongst me, you workers of iniquity." And he's going to tell them, "I did not know you." Why? For God is love. See, if you don't love, you don't even know God, the scriptures say. So love is a very important principle, and it's a very important law. And it is the reason we have salvation, John 3:16. John 3:16 says God loved the world. He loved. He was motivated on love that he gave us his only begotten son. So whosoever shall believe upon him shall be saved and have eternal life. So if God is God, God is love. He's motivated by love. Love is the key. So let's go into 1 Corinthians 13. It says, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing." It says love suffers long. There's about 17 principles we can practice here. In the circle of love, we will be practicing a principle each week. We're going to be practicing for the rest of this year. Each week when we meet again, we're going to start at principle one. It says love suffers long. That's going to be our practice. And everybody who wants to get involved that's listening, you can practice with us each week. That's principle one. It says love suffers long. Principle two says it is kind. It says principle three says it envies not. Principle four says it loves not itself. Principle five says it's not puffed up. Principle six says it does not behave itself rudely. Principle seven says love seeks not its own. Principle eight says it's not easily provoked. Principle nine says it thinks no evil. Principle 10 says it rejoices not in iniquity. Principle 11 says, but it rejoices in truth. And principle 12 says it bears all things. Principle 13 says it believes all things. Principle 14 says it hopes all things. Principle 15 says it endures all things. Principle 17 says it never fails. So those are the 17 principles of love that Circle of Love we're practicing, and we encourage all of
the body of Christ, all of God's children, to practice these principles in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Practice them each week. Taylor, use one of the principles, 17 weeks of those principles, and repeat them. Once you do 17 weeks of the principles, start over again. And they're great practice. And so it says, you know, and it says, here it is. It says, now abideth. It says, now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. So the greatest principle God has is love. And that's the method that we have with the circle of love. And so we want to take that message and we want to enlarge that message. We want to enlarge the birth of love throughout the community. And so that is the message that we have out of the circle of love today, Brother Larry and Sister Amanda, Sister Annette. This is the message that we have. It's a message of love. And I will remind each and every person of Ephesians 3:19. It says to know the love of Christ, which has knowledge, that we be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's my message today, Brother
Larry. Amen. Boy, that's a good leading point.
That's a good wonderful message. That's a wonderful message, Jerry.
Yeah.
Everyone who appreciates Jerry and Nova Senior with message of love, and it went step by step. And you have to follow those steps, what Jerry said, and you'll be all right with God. You just put on your iniquity, what he said. You pardon me. I get it right, but you want some negative. You don't like the negative. Negative, full of yourself. You love yourself. You're just full of iniquity. You want anything for yourself, you know, you're jealousy. And it's all about you. See, don't be like that, you know. Wonderful message, Gary. We'll move on. And, okay, we'll do it like this. Hold on a second, everyone. Okay. And the tunes, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
And the tunes,
how you doing?
Oh, yeah. All right, that's wonderful. This is that wonderful message from Gary. I mean, that was good. So how you like Gary's message on that? Is it okay?
Yes, I enjoyed it. Everything he said is true, and I enjoy the way he broke it down. You know, to say that to get the full of Christ and all the knowledge. You know, all of it of God.
Right.
To get together and just study together. And you learn from each other. And I enjoy it.
That's good. That's one. That's my sister in that tone. I'm Arthur Larry Tone. I'm the host of the show. We have Gary Nova Sr. today with his circle of love message. And we have Amanda Reynolds. That's in that tone. Wonderful. Thank you, Annette Tone, for coming on the show. And we'll go back to the last 7 minutes to Amanda. Amanda, where Eddie testified.
Oh, my
goodness. You got 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Her testimony.
Definitely. I've got one that leads into all about love, because one of my surgeries that I had, I can remember, it was an out-of-body experience where I was actually up looking down at the surgery, and it was a pretty intense. Like I said, I've had a heavy medical, but I can remember the feeling of that, and the feeling of being out of the body and just watching was so peaceful and so calm. But I also remember a conversation. I never saw anybody or anything, but I remember a conversation. And the conversation was all about love, because God, I feel like I was sitting there talking at the right-hand side of God. And he says, the greatest gift I give naturally is the gift of my son. But the gift that I give to all of us here on earth is the gift to choose. And we are giving the gift to choose what we do in our life. It doesn't always for the better. It isn't always something that turns out good, but we have to be accountable for the things that we choose to do in our life. We can choose to turn them around just as good. But know that the only thing that is expected out of us from God is to love, and it is all focused around the word love. So as I'm watching the surgery from above, I was having my second son at the time, and had a lot of medical problems. He was born very early, and things weren't really going right. But I can remember being touched to the point of, what do you choose? So I choose to go back to be a part of his life, and to choose to go back and to spread love into the world. Well, this is not an easy world to spread love in, but boy, I tell you, once you get a unity, and this is where I'm saying Circle of Love really is a supportive group and everything like that. So remember, we have the gift to choose for choices in our life. We choose the things that we get into. We choose the things that we can get out of. So remember how you place your choices, but all, mostly remember that it is all about love. Do love. I mean, I can't even express that enough, that when you see somebody who's out on the street and you even just to smile at them and say hello for the day or whatever, that is expressing love that God is really expecting us to do. So even just holding a hand and smiling and saying good morning, you know, those are all things that God expects for us to do, is to make bright of the day and to give his light.
Yes. Okay. Okay. It's wonderful, Amanda. That's wonderful, Amanda. Well, you know, like I said, anything, little things in life matters. You know, just like you said, just waving at someone. Sometimes little things in life, it matters. It had to be no big thing, you know. I mean, it had to be a big thing. That's Amanda Williams. Amanda Reynolds. Sorry about that. Amanda Reynolds. That's Gary Noble Sr. And everyone, you know, we glad you tuned in to our show. If you'd like to support the show in a way, sponsor the show, just contact us here. And like I say, we have a couple minutes left, and we can go back to you. Did anyone else leave out anything, want to say anything? I'm out to that tone, the host of the show. Did anything else, anybody else want to say anything? We have about 3 minutes left.
Well, Brother Larry, I've been just enjoying this show. I'm enjoying the spirit today. Thought about that when Sister Amanda was speaking and Sister Annette came on. She began to speak. And it's just a wonderful thing. We start out in the natural. When we have this message of love, we start out in the natural. But the more we share that love, the greater the spirit becomes to fellowship with us. And we can feel the love. You can feel the love. When we go back and listen to this broadcast, people can really feel the love, and that's a powerful thing. So I thank you, brother, for opening up the platform that we can discuss the love of God, for God is love, and having on the guests, Sister Annette and Sister Amanda. And
Amen.
We just encourage people to come on out to the Circle of Love, and let's enlarge that love for St. Louis, and let's go show and be a witness that there is a God, and that God is in us. So that's my message, brother.
Give me that address again, Gary.
Yes, and that the Circle of Love is 5401 South Kings Highway. Every Saturday, we start at 10 a.m. sharp and 10 to 11. And we just come on down. We're at the right there on Eichenberg and Kings Highway, South Kings Highway. Just about a mile below Chippewa, off of Kings Highway, on the corner of Eichenberg and South Kings Highway.
Okay, everybody got that. We got 90 seconds. I want everyone to know that anytime two or more people gather together, God is in the midst of them. So you don't have to look for God. He already told you where he's at. He's in the midst of them, of the people. You don't have to run out in the field and look for God. He's right around you. You don't have a screen to get to God. He sees you. I got to tell everyone, his eyes is on the sparrow. So he sees everything. You don't have to just panic and say, hey, God, he would never leave you. He's there. So I just want you to know that God is there. You might go through some hard times. You might experience some hard times. But I just want you to know that God, he's there. He's there. He's there. Just hold on. Don't give up. Don't faint. Like Scripture said, don't faint. You'll be okay if you don't faint. If you don't faint, he'll be there. I promise you, he will be there. He's all time God. He's not. He may come overnight. He may come overnight. He may not. But he's going to see what you wait on him. You want to see how? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith without works is dead. And I want to like to thank everyone, because we're running out of time on the Arthur Larry Tones Morning Radio Talk Show, and I would like everyone who called in the show and everyone who's listening, have a good day. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you all. Thanks.